So this is effect of past karma. Slowly, slowly, if we practice five principles and awareness, automatically we will reach to the higher stage. Gayatri, Jnani. Sisters from Sweden. Our grandmother passed away last year. When we think of her in a positive or negative way, how is she affected? And in this moment, if we are not applying the five agnyas, are we charging karma? If you think positive, soul of grandmother will have positive vibrations. If you think negative for grandmother, she may suffer negative vibration. So we don't want to give positive or negative vibrations. We want to send pure vibrations. Body is separate and she is really pure soul. We pray them get higher stage in development of path of spirituality, and whatever we have done mistake with grandmother, say attachment or abhorrence or anything, we have to do pratikama for that. And if we are not practicing, not applying five principles, then there will not be charging any new karma. But discharge karma may not clear, it will remain pending. Again, the memory of grandmother will come. Again, you have to keep separation and do pratikama for them and do prayers for them. So, slowly, slowly, the discharge karma will dissolve. Otherwise, it will remain pending. No charging of new karma. You understood?
Yes, thank you so much. So Deepakbhai, is it true that once you have taken Jnan, you stay 70% in the Agnas, even those 30% when you're not following the Agnas, you cannot charge new karma?
Definitely. Only because, see, this may not, in this earth, we cannot get absolute stage in this earth, this life. At least one life is remaining pending, minimum one. Or two, three, four, we don't know. But we have to, so when we are practicing five principles, so new charging of new karma will not be there. So discharge karma will remain pending, and very minutely we are charging new karma and when we are solving files with Upani meeting. That is Pinans, and we are keeping separate. So still we are following, we are practicing five principles. Where very little doership is there. But it is not, we cannot remain in this world, but we are going towards Mahavidya Kshetra and towards liberation. So really we are not charging such new karma to remain in this world. Janvi, Sweden.
She's in Sweden right now, so she told me this question over the phone.
Okay. Is every little every little detail of our current life an effect of our past life? Is every little detail of our current life an effect of our past life? Or is there any natural...
Neutral.
Instigation?
Events.
Or insignificant.
Insignificant events or...
Is there any neutral event that occur in our life? Like I said, कहीं बदूज नानी 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 इस नाना वाला नानी बाबत होए अत्यारे जे आ वो माथे रही जे ये बदूज गया वो नहीं इफेक्ट चे कि बिजु कहीं के वो कहीं होए आ वो नूज नहु होए ये भी इतना केवा मागे चे
नो नॉट एट ऑल रियली फ्रॉम बर्थ टू डेथ एवरीथिंग इज from past life only. So whatever we have charged in past life, now we have to suffer as a discharge in this life.
So what you're saying, is that every little detail, everything is there because of what was charged in the past lives.
Yeah. And really, everything, whatever comes with the result of scientific circumstances, evidence, is total discharge. And we are knower and seer of what discharge is suffering by 5 months.
And Vijay, you can put a question here, Vijay. This is a follow-up question, Gayatri. Do we die when all the effects have manifested?
No, we are not dying. While one is dying.
Yeah.
Because discharge karma will finish. See, mind, there are three batteries. Battery of mind, battery of speech, and battery of body. Just like a doll having a cell. When cell has power, doll will move, I'm hungry, I'm sleepy, she will talk, dance, and when power gets discharged, doll will cool down. So doll, like Gayatri, will cool down. You are pure soul, you remain as a permanent, you are immortal, and body, mind, speech, they are getting discharged, and they will die. Understood?
So the question here is also, during life, once 5-1 is born, are we then getting a chance at resolving all these things that we have charged in past lives with equanimity, and then we die once we've had a go at everything, or is it not like that sequential for one life?
એટલે કે છે કે આ ભાવમાં જ્યારે જન્મથી મરણ સુધી એક જાતની તક કહેવાય ને કે આપણે સંભાવે નિકાલ કરી નાખીએ તો પછી આગળના કેરી ફોરવર્ડ કરવું પડે.
That's why this sakra vijnana says if you stop your causes automatically within 1 or 2 lives you will get ultimate liberation, because charging is in this life whatever we are suffering, it's a result of past life. Now in this life, if we cannot charge any new karma, automatically new discharge will not be there. So we can reach to the ultimate liberation.
Any follow-up questions?
Sarina Devi.
Hey, I need that.
So what is your question? Read one by one.
Okay.
I think maybe this first question you kind of answered already. The karma that we created in this life before Gnan, what happens to that karma?
Yeah. Generally, in Gnan Vidhi, seed of charge, new karma of this life totally burns.
Oh. Yeah. So any karma that we charged before Gnan is burnt?
Yes, burnt.
Oh.
Good news.
Only now we have to, whatever discharge karma comes, we have to solve with equanimity. So, yesterday when Claudette, she was asking that if I practice 5 principles, if I don't hurt anybody, then I can reach to moksha. But one thing I want to add, you have to practice 70% 5 principles. Not 1%. Whole day, 365 days, and 70%. If we practice 5 principles, then automatically new charging will be stopped. And only few discharge will remain. So within one life, it will also dissolve. And we can reach to the near to the Simandar Swami Mahavidik Shetar. And from there we can reach to the ultimate liberation moksha. How long? Your next question.
How long will it take for Sharina to experience pure soul? To experience it?
Yeah, if you practice 5 principles more than what you are practicing now, slowly your experience will increase.
And Sharina ne.
Sarina, really Sarina doesn't require any experience of yourself, but yourself is required, because you are getting right belief. I am not Sarina, I am yourself.
Right.
But you are having belief. Now you want awareness. That is second stage. If you practice five principles, your awareness will increase. And then you will reach to the experience of your soul. So it will take time. But when we dissolve our five with equanimity is very important part. Then only you will discharge karma, will go away, and you will experience your soul.
I feel like pretty much has been resolved with equanimity, but I don't know if I'm an illusion, that I haven't seen things that are there.
No, it is not illusion, but it is, each karma has so many layers.
Uh-huh.
So when we dissolve one layer, same karma will see in the future.
Uh-huh.
And second layer of that karma will come. Then we dissolve second karma, the second layer, third layer will come. The same thing may repeat in our life. We should understand this is a third layer or fourth layer, many layers, thousands of layers may have that karma. So it will come one by one, but new karma will not charge. And when we do pratikaman, when we see separate from ourselves, this is with Sarina, so that will, one layer definitely will go away.
We hear that the next few years could be very difficult. Can you tell us more about that so that we can be prepared? Should we put all our dollars in other currencies?
આપણે સાંભળીએ છીએ જનરલી કે આવતા થોડા વર્ષો છે, બે પાંચ વર્ષો છે, એ મનુષ્ય જાતિ માટે ગંભીર અને કઠણ છે એવું લાગે છે. નેગેટિવ બધી ફ્યુચરની પ્રેડિક્શન કરેલા છે ને એની વાત કરે છે. એટલે તે તો આપણે કહે છે કે આપણે ડોલર્સ, હું એ પૂછવા માગું છું કે અમે અમારા જે ડોલર્સ છે એ કોઈ દુનિયાની બીજી કોઈ કરન્સીમાં રાખી કન્વર્ટ કરીને રાખી મૂકીએ, કે આપનું શું કહેવું છે આ બાબતમાં? ઇન્ડિયન કરન્સી ઇઝ ગિવન યસ.
It's a rising sun in all the spiritual world. So, everything in India will be the good opportunity everywhere. So, if our money as well as our sun, we can save here only.
Yes. So,
thank you.
So, Sharina is
giving. Can I ask the rest of my questions, or that can be later?
બીજા થોડા બધા છે કે પછી લઈશું હમણાં. ઓકે, વાત છે, ફિનિશ ઓફ, ધીસ ઇઝ યોર ઓપોર્ચ્યુનિટી. શરીના, ગો હેડ, ગો હેડ.
ઓકે. God told Indians living in America to prepare for something, to prepare something in India to come to if things get bad in America. Will SimCity be available for Westerners to come to Western Mahatmas to come to if things get really difficult?
દાદાશ્રીએ કહેલું હતું અમેરિકામાં આપણા જે ઇન્ડિયન ભાઈ બહેનો છે એ લોકોને, કે તમારા માટે અહીંયા આગળ સગવડ થશે કે તમે અહીંયા આગળ એવી જ રીતે રહી શકશો, અને અહીંયા સેમંદર સિટીમાં બની ગયું છે હવે, તો એવી રીતે આ અમે લોકો થોડા વેસ્ટર્ન મહાત્માઓ છે એ લોકોને પણ અહીં, એ લોકો માટે અહીં સગવડ થઈ શકશે. યસ. It will depend on your sincerity of purpose and the sincerity with which you are part of this entire process of Akram Vignan and Srimad Swami's mission. And then the more you come here, initially keep coming back and forth for a couple of years, 2 to 3 times a year, and then things will start gelling for you as evidences unfold.
No.
Okay, last question has been answered by him, so we are not repeating it, right?
Is yeah, it? Okay. This is another question.
Yeah.
There will be several Diksha givers here that are going to Golden City up to Parian to train to be able to make Diksha givers. It seems to be all the opposite. Is it true that you believe that Diksha only helps in the relative world and does not help enlightened people? I have seen people who have become enlightened through Diksha. And part of the same question is, giving Diksha is a spiritual service to others. Can it be considered credit in the account of Pure Soul?
No, this is our file, we have to solve the file. Somebody may be eating two times or four times, it is also fine. Somebody may do it worship or meditation, is also fine. Somebody may do Diksha or whatever, is also fine.
Okay.
But soul is doing or Sarina is doing? Mm. Who is doer?
Diksha.
It is relative. The person is there, you are there, time is one of the factors, space is
not.
So it is result of scientific circumstances. Pure soul is not doer at all, pure soul is nowhere and seer.
Right.
Sarina is doer, so it is fine. So we have to solve it infinitely. And when we are dissolve this fire with infinity, then only that part will charge in our account of pure soul. Sarina is doing is not a part of account in pure soul. So it is fine. If we keep this is fine and I am solving with infinity, then your awareness that will charge in, awareness will credit in account of pure soul. Not what action done by Sarina is charging in account of pure soul.
Okay.
Understood?
Yeah, thank you very much.
જીવો એની અંદર જે કહે છે કે એવું અમને મને લાગે છે કે અમારું વ્યવસ્થિત એવું છે કે પારાયણ પછી અમારે ત્યાં અંદર દીક્ષા માટે ટ્રેન કરવા જવાનું છે. એ લોકોની ફાઇલ તરીકે લઈ લેવાનું
આપણે કેવા બે ઘોડા ઉપર માણસ બેસે તો વહેલો પહોંચે ખરો.
If you, and I pointed out the specific sentence that you said is that after Parayan, a bunch of us, the Diksha givers are going to go to get further training to give Diksha, and it seems to be our vyavasthit. So I wanted him to amplify it on it, and he says, really it is like a file, but you have said that it is seems to be our vyavasthit. How can we say this is our vyavasthit when deep down inside we have an underlying intent that we are going to go there? But he says, more importantly, will you reach your destination faster if you are riding one horse or if you've got your leg, are you riding two horses at the same time? I mean, one leg on this side of the horse and the other leg on the other side of the second horse. Have any follow-up on that?
ગ્રહણ કરવાની વસ્તુ મારો કરવાનો ફળ છે, મારે નિકાલ કરી છૂટવું છે.
It's, he's already answered, and I'm just going to tell you more about what he just answered and amplified. If you are in Gnan, and if you really understand that this is a file of Sharina, and Sharina is finishing off the file, her internal intents are such unfolding that she wants to go there and here. So if you are the non-doer, then you are fine, then you are not riding two horses. However, if you become the doer, that I'm doing this here, a little bit of Akram Vignan and Dada Shri's and Simanda Swami's and Deepak Bhai, while at the same time I'm doing the other one in Golden City, and if you become the doer, then you are indeed riding two horses at the same time. So can you...
It's feeling very much like the momentum is so strong that I couldn't even stop it.
This is fine.
Then it is fine.
This is fast karma. So very fine.
And the other thing I feel is to bring somehow to Diksha, I don't know how, but somehow to bring the Gnan to the whole Diksha.
It's okay.
એક છે કે હું મારા જ્ઞાનને લઈ લઈશ, એટલે મને એવું લાગે છે કે હું ત્યાં આગળ જઉં તો હું જ્ઞાનને વધારું છું. તો વિચ જ્ઞાન આર યુ એન્હાન્સિંગ હિયર, હી ઇઝ આસ્કિંગ યુ. Which gnana are you enhancing, the one of diksha or the one of dada shri gnan vidhi? Are you really ek hu gnan vidhi ne vadharu chu?
Ha
to bolu. Deepak bhai says it's fine. If yeah, that's what you think.
Dukan ma apro mar vechva
jaise. Okay sir, sorry, sorry. It translate karu ke rava do. It okay. He's saying that that's fine because really you're trying to sell our material that you've received here in the oneness shop.
Try your best.
So that's one.
Any way to reach people?
No, you want to buy some product from there or you want to sell our product in there? Decide afterwards.
અને એનો પેલો બીજો ભાગનો પ્રશ્ન છે, ગિવિંગ દીક્ષા ઇઝ અ સ્પિરિચ્યુઅલ સર્વિસ ટુ અધર્સ, કેન ઇટ બી કન્સિડર્ડ ક્રેડિટ ઇન ધ એકાઉન્ટ ઓફ યોર સોલ? નોટ એટ ઓલ. ઓકે, સો યુ ગોટ
ધેટ. બીકોઝ ઇટ ઇઝ ફાઇન એન્ડ વી હેવ ટુ સોલ્વ ઇટ ઇક્વાલિટી, બીકોઝ વી આર નોટ ડુઅર ફોર ધીસ, ધીસ ઇઝ ફાઇન. એન્ડ સી ઇન યોર સોલ એકાઉન્ટ વોટ વી આર ક્રેડિટિંગ, વોટ વી આર હાઉ કેન ક્રેડિટ ઇન યોર સોલ એકાઉન્ટ, વી કેન go towards path of moksha and we are dissolving our past karma. There is no charging of new karma. What we are doing is, if we practice five principles, we are not going to charge any new karma. That is credited in our pure soul account. And so these two things, we practice five principles and we can remain in the stage of pure soul, that is accredited in pure soul account. And Sarina, whatever she is doing, it is not pure soul account. It is fine. You have to solve it in one minute. And in this case, I have seen people who have become enlightened through Diksha. That is their understanding. We have no objection for that. It's if they are getting, we don't know. They are believing that we have enlightened stage. We reach to the enlightened stage. It is their belief. But according to you, you are also experiencing same enlightenment in past. Still you came here to get more understanding, more enlightened stage. So in this world there are so many paths. They are showing that you will get enlightenment, you will reach to the experience of pure soul. But they have limitations.
Yeah.
And still, what we have experienced there or anywhere, still we feel that we have some missing part is there.
Yeah.
And here, we are not comparing with other things. In this world, there are so many things, so many paths. They are relative path, and this is real path. We cannot compare each and other. This Akalvijnan is absolutely, fully science, spiritual science, and it has no such contradiction at all. And if we follow these five principles and knowledge of spiritual Akalvijnan, there is you can reach to the full stage. There is no doubt about this science. And there is no contradiction in this science, in Dada science. And anywhere we don't know, if they are saying that it's our perfect, we are reaching to the experience of your soul, then people should get experience from there. If they have any missing link, then they can come here, we can fulfill their link.
દીપકભાઈ એ જ્યારે કહે કે મેં જોયું છે કે દીક્ષા થકી લોકોને આત્મજ્ઞાન થયું છે, તો આપણે એ બેન જે આપણી સામે છે એનું તો આપ કંઈક વધારે કહો તો એનો એ જે મિક્સર જેવું છે ખુલ્લું થાય ને.
પોતે જ કહે છે ને કે મારે ત્યાં મને અનુભવ થાય છે, તો એ શું કામ આવવું પડે ને?
હા હા,
એટલે હું તરી ગઈ છું જમીને, તા દુકાનમાં ખાવા કે મારે માટે ભૂખ હોવી જોઈએ, થોડું ખોટ્યું તો છે. એટલે જેને પ્રાપ્તિ કરી છે એમાં ક્યાં અંદર ખૂટે છે, મિસિંગ લિંક છે, એ વસ્તુ એને અહીંયા મળી શકે.
યસ,
એ જ વાત આપણે કરીએ છીએ કે આત્માનો અનુભવ એ ગમે તેટલો કહેતા હોય. See, in other path, they say, says, we are giving experience of pure soul, but missing link is result of scientific circumstances like this. Vyavasthit Shakti is the doer. They don't know about Vyavasthit Shakti. They know about soul and they are showing track or path for experience of pure soul. But unless Vyavasthit is doer, we cannot believe that things, or we cannot understand who is the doer. We cannot reach to the stage of pure soul because egoism remains as it is. Because I am the doer of meditation, I am the doer of diksha, I am the doer of getting diksha. So he is remain in stage of ego. He cannot reach to the stage of pure soul. So whatever, we are not comparing with each other, but we are showing real fact. When the people are confusing or vipar are guchwaya chai.
Because they are getting entangled, you know, they are getting entangled.
So now Dada, because Dada has a nispakshpati rite and kitla avtaruti shodkhod kari kya ma satya su chai, trikal satya.
The eternal truth has been discovered, exposed and handed over to us at an experiential level by Dada Shri after countless search, real search in the search of this real, not only of who am I, but also who is really the doer of everything that arises in front of us in this current life, and that he has given. And without the experience of the one who is the doer at an experiential level, without the knowledge of the one who is the doer, really self-realization and all talks about self-realization are incomplete. And that is why, to fill in the missing link, Sharina, you are here. Something within you pulled you here. You were there in Temescal Park asking similar line questions, and I think these are now being even unfolding more clearly in front of you. If you have any more along these lines, this is your opportunity. Have you understood? It is the doership part which is incomplete in a matter in other areas where they talk about self-realization. They only talk about the self, but they really, nobody except our Gnani Purush Dada Shri came out with the exact knowledge of who is the doer of everything that arises.
Yes, I understand that very well. Thank you. Somebody gave me a paper that you asked me to ask you what you see in the future.
Does he have it?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Okay, so let's just pass this on.
So, Peter, do you want to ask him what he sees in the future?
Bija koi lakhi ne emne moklave chhe. Kono prashna chhe aa? Apna who gave you this?
I think it's from Teya.
This is the present in front of me, that which is in front of me, that is all I see. And this is the now and the here and the presence, and that is all that counts there.
And it also something jo hota hai, the phases of movement may occur, may change, but element remain constant, permanent in past, in present and in future. Phases may get changed, but element is remain permanent. અવસ્થા બધી ઉત્પન્ન થશે, વિનાશ થશે, આમાં કાયમ રહેવાનું છે. એટલે એ ભવિષ્યકાળમાં પણ કાયમ રહેશે, વર્તમાનમાં કાયમ હશે, ભૂતકાળમાં તો કાયમ હશે. એટલું આપણે સમજી લો કે આપણે પોતે છીએ. એ વધી જાય, મરી જાય, જન્મે, વિનાશ થાય, ઉત્પન્ન થાય, બધું આપણું સ્વરૂપ.
So essentially the non-self complex, it will have varying varieties of circumstances, phases, situations, and appearances, but this is not what we are. Gold will remain gold as we are, whether it is a ring, bangle or a ring or a necklace, what does it matter?
Samjhe
Guruji. Yeah, samjhe Guruji.
My Kalyana. In Pratikraman, what is your question?
My experience in Pratikraman, sometimes there is really high level of awareness and I can be as the pure soul. I tell Michael to do Pratikraman and I can see both happening at the same time. But in normal states of lower awareness, it seems I have to take a decision if I stay, like I am the I, if I stay in pure soul and just tell Michael what to do, or if I become Michael for a heartfelt confession. So the question is, if I have to take a decision, do I become Michael to do a heartfelt confession or do I stay in pure soul at that moment?
એટલે પ્રતિક્રમણ કરતી વખતે જ્યારે મારી જાગૃતિ ઘણી વખત બહુ ઊંચી વધી જાય છે ત્યારે હું જુદો રહીને માઇકલને પ્રતિક્રમણ કરતાં જોઉં છું અને સારું થાય છે. પણ ઘણી વખત જ્યારે મારી જાગૃતિ એટલી બધી નથી હોતી ત્યારે મારે છે ને જરાક નીચે આવવું પડે છે અને ત્યારે મને એમ લાગે છે ને જુદાપણું એટલું નથી રહેવાતું પણ હું જો માઇકલ જ બની જાઉં ને યથાર્થ મને જરા ખેદ થાય ને એવું બધું થાય તો જ સરખા પ્રતિક્રમણ થાય છે. તો આ બેક એન્ડ ફોર્થમાં મારે કઈ રીતે લેવું?
એ માનીએ છીએ, બાકી માઇકલ સુધાર્થ સુધાર્થમાં છે, ભેગા થયા નથી થતા.
It's a, this is your belief, it's a concept only that you're shifting. Really, Michael remains Michael after the Jnanvidhi and you remain Y capital U as the S capital Self. There is no shift happening.
But I'm confused with the heartfelt confession. So if I stay in pure soul and I tell Michael, now go to Pratikraman, then I have the feeling I'm not really feeling the pain. So I have the feeling I'm going down to be Michael and then to feel the heart and really feel, but at the same time when I do this, there's like more relative consciousness, there's maybe some guilt consciousness. So the question, do I even have to go down to become Michael, or is it just enough to tell Michael, see Michael, you hurt somebody, don't do that. Is that enough for the Pratikraman?
હૃદયપૂર્વક પ્રતિક્રમણ કરવા જાય ત્યારે મારે માઇકલ બનવું પડે છે અને તો પછી હું કેવી રીતે લઉં દીપક ભાઈ? આ બાજુ હું રહી હું આ માઇકલ તરીકે જ એટલે હું શુદ્ધ સ્વરૂપમાં રહીને જ કેવી રીતે પ્રતિક્રમણ કરું? જો મને ખેદ ના થતો હોય તો હું કે અને ઘણી વખત ખેદ કરવા જાઉં છું તો જોડ જોડે પાછું પેલું બધું આખું બધું કેટલું બધું દુઃખ અપાયું એનું ગિલ્ટ આવીને ઊભું રહે છે.
So in Michael, there's physical body, mind and speech, you can say Prakriti. And Michael has, inner action is taking place in ego, intellect, chit. So that is subtle level, this is cross level. And you have pure soul as a third part. Now this part, middle part, he is willing that I have done very bad karma, very bad thing. So he feels that he becomes Michael. He is really Michael. He becomes Michael and he is heartily, deeply feeling sorry for what Prakriti has did, karma. And he is real in the past life, he is charging this Prakriti. Now he is suffering of this Prakriti. So he is feeling that I have done very wrong thing, I should feel very sorry for that. And you are really third part. You are knower and seer that he is being one with Michael, his physical body or physical mind and speech, and he is suffering heartily. His apology heartily for his mistake. So it's okay. If you say that I become Michael and I have with very heartily sorry feel for mistake, but still you have to understand ego, discharge ego gets attached with physical body, speech and mind, and he feels sorry for that or his mistakes. So now if you believe that I have to come down and I become Michael and I am sorry for my mistakes and I will pratikraman with sorry feel, and so don't worry if you are believing. Still, you will get result of reality or result of this spiritual science. Because I means you means Prajna Shakti. And no, we have explained that Mo Bhava Mo Vedas. So middle is Bhava, ego, physical body, and you are pure soul. You are not mixed with Michael. You cannot mix with Michael. Michael is remain as it is, but you after finishing all this apology or suffering heartily, still you are knower. Oh, he has done good pratikamana with heartily. So you keep yourself after finishing that whole process, you have to keep awareness and oh, you have done good pratikamana, very good. Now do again and again and finish your discharge karma, finish your mistake. And don't do this mistake again. And lastly, you talk with Michael and keep yourself as a separation. Separately yourself, pure soul, as a pure soul.
But in this process, is it enough when I stay in pure soul and I point out Michael exactly in which way he was hurting, in which way he was not following the agnas? So if I can see that with the help of the pragna, is this enough or do I have to go down?
It is really enough.
It is
really enough, and this is really right track. Still, but there are some sticky cones. At that time, we cannot remain in awareness of pure soul. At that time, we feel that we reached in the stage of Michael, and we are doing heartily pratikam, seriously pratikam. But really, we are believing that we reached to the stage of Michael. Because of too sticky karma. Too much sticky karma is there. We cannot remain absolute pure soul awareness. We will come down. We feel that we came down. But don't worry for that. We have to understand after finishing doing pratikama, we have to keep ourselves separate. Oh, whatever done by it is with Michael, not with him. I'm pure soul.
The second one is clear, but in the first case, if I stay aware and I can see the mistakes, then this is all that needs to be done.
Definitely.
Okay.
Okay. Anna, Anas, Analik Ma, Marthodi Vato Thay Thi, Srishvain and Amari Nes, Michael Kitala. કે આપણે જેમ નામે પેલો દાખલો આપ્યો હતો ને કે જ્યારે અહીંયા અમે બેઠા હોય અને હું એટલે વિનોદ માઇકલ સાથે વાત કરતો હોય ત્યારે આપ મારી સાથે વાત ના કરી શકો અને પછી જ્યારે હું જ્યારે બંધ થઈ જાઉં ત્યારે આપ હું પાછું મારી સાથે વાત કરવાનો અને લિંક પ્રજ્ઞાની ચાલુ રહે એટલે જ્યારે ખેદપૂર્વકના પ્રતિક્રમણ થતા હોય ત્યારે એ તો પ્રતિક્રમણ then as soon as you finish your doing your pratikraman, then again the same person who is the director, quote unquote, the real pure, is there with the prajna saying, have you finished doing pratikraman? Is there anything else left? If you think you might have heard some other aspects of this thing, so there is this light that is telling you to look within and see, is there anything else that is remaining that needs to be cleared up, see? So then there is no remorse, I think, you know, in terms of the slippage issues. So this he confirms, he just confirmed this three-way stuff that's going on. Is it clear?
So I don't have to go down.
No, you are not going. You are not really going down. It is just a sense, a feeling, a belief, really. You are not really going down. Because the middle one has become active, you feel that you have been there. It is the middle one who is active during the pratikramana.
So if I get that right,
then that means I only have to do the pratikramana and come back to the soul if I don't have a chance to come to pure soul. So if I'm disconnected from pure soul, then I have to do heartfelt confession. If I'm connected with pure soul, then it's enough to point out the mistakes to Michael. So only if I drop in the awareness, then I really need to do a heartfelt pratikamam for being able to be back in pure soul.
હવે જયારે જુદા લેવલ ની વાત કરી કે હું મારા સ્વરૂપ ની બહાર નહીં નીકળું એટલે મારે પછી
સિમ્પલ છે. સી વી આર ઇન સ્ટેજ ઓફ પ્યોર સોલ એન્ડ વી આર સેપરેટેડ ફ્રોમ પ્યોર સોલ. ડોન્ટ વરી ફોર ધેટ. યુ જસ્ટ ફિનિશ, યુ જસ્ટ વોશ આઉટ મિસ્ટેક્સ. વેન મિસ્ટેક વિલ ડિસોલ્વ, યુ આર રિમેનિંગ ઇન ધ સ્ટેજ ઓફ પ્યોર સોલ ઓટોમેટિકલી. ડોન્ટ વરી ફોર વોટ, હાઉ વી આર કમિંગ એન્ડ હાઉ વી આર વોશિંગ, ધેટ ઇઝ નોટ ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ. વી શુડ વોશ આઉટ અવર મિસ્ટેક. Now, as it is, five numbers and so name, Kacha.
Kacha.
What
have you written, Kacha?
Austria.
Austria. Say it, Kacha. Werner from Austria. And I'm pretty good sure mom of Nan Lidhu too.
You said after Namiti, the karma of this life before Namiti is gone. Why did not you burn all karma? All karma is burnt.
He says, indeed, all the karma have been burnt.
Siddhartha says, but Pani Jeva Varan Swarupna Karma Badi Khalas Diya. Varan Jeva Karma Raya Asi. Dime Deva Kala Bodhi Pura Prasna.
You see, the karma that has been in the form of water and steam have been demolished and annihilated, totally destroyed. Those that formed in the form of ice, which will give its results even after the Gnanvidhi, those will dissipate as you remain in the five agnas and settle them with equanimity. So in fact all the karma have been burnt. Yes.
And in bajarmaan kabe mare aa order aapyo bill order aapyo aa dukan ma order aapyo ane pache ethi aaje german jata re to bijo pela order nu shu thai cancel thai jay ne pela party leva aavi ke bada ni vaat eva apde shu thayo આ ભાવમાં ભાવ કર્યા તમારે આમ જોઈએ એ જે આવતા ભાવમાં પણ આવે અત્યારથી સુધાર પર માર્ગમાં ચડી ગયા તે ઓટોમેટિક આવે તો છૂટી ગયું.
Okay, so when Naripubha is saying, say you go to multiple stores, you go to Apple store, you go to another store, you go to three different stores, you place a bunch of orders, but then having placed those orders, you leave Simhadra city, you take off and go to Germany without leaving a follow-up address, what's going to happen to those orders that have been pending? They will not be able to find you, they are all nullified, are they not? In the same way, in this life, whatever new orders that are happening subtly within you, you are nullifying with this state that I am pure soul and you are remaining in these five agnas, and therefore they really are nullified. Then they have no consequence, no real value. And the ones, and you only have to deal with the ones that unfold or arise in front of you and none else, nothing else. So in essence, all karma have been taken care of.
Understood.
Yes. Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand. Sada Dalabha
Guru Kariya.
Oh, which
is?
Gujarati
Na
Prasma Aya Sintar Kachi
Nishka.
Okay, so all, we are done.
Yes.
You don't have any questions, Siddharth? All questions finished?
One question.
Yes, Ajahi.
Just one question, Jai Sachidanand. Before I came to the Akram path, I was on the Kramic Vipassana path. And to clear file one, I would be aware of sensations on the body with equanimity, all pleasant and unpleasant sensations arising in this file one, just being equanimous. I still find this effective, but my question is, now that I've received the Gyan, is it the knower and seer being aware of sensations on file one, or is file one still being aware of file one? Do you understand the question?
હા એટલે કે છે કે અહીંયા આગળ અક્રમ વિજ્ઞાનમાં આવતા પહેલાં અને દાદાનું જ્ઞાન લેતા પહેલાં હું વિપાસનામાં હતો અને વિપાસનાની અંદર હું મને સારું એવું પરિણામ રહેતો હતો કે હું જોઈ શકતો હતો કે આ શરીરને શું થયા કરે છે, સારું શાતા કે અશાતા એ બધું એનું સારું પરિણામ રહેતો હતો. અને હવે આ જ્ઞાન પછી એને જાણનારો જુદો થઈ ગયો અને કઈ રીતે જુદો છે?
Okay, so you are remaining in this, we have explained three stages, pure soul, egoism and physical body. So you are merged with egoism, and with the stage, in the stage of egoism you are watching sensation of body, five senses in vipassana. So pure soul is not really separated from egoism. You are in the stage of egoism and you are believing that I am over, it is called sakshiva, witness. So it is not knowership or knower and seer stage. It is a sakshiva or say witness of physical body or say mind or speech or five senses. And we cannot say this is file one, because egoism is also part of file one. He is egoism, so they have not separated pure soul at all. And they are remaining in the stage of doership. While in Akram Vijnani, we have separated egoism and pure soul. So egoism and physical body, both are coming in file one. And you are not doing any meditation. You are knower and seer of what egoism is doing, what egoism is doing, effort, and how physical body is acting. So you are knower of egoism as well as physical body. And you are pure soul. Understood?
Yes, but after the Gyan, are we then witnessing file one from the knower seer viewpoint?
And then you use the word, are we witnessing? What you, the witnessing part, you know, એટલે એટલે કે છે કે જ્ઞાન પછી, એટલે હું જો એક જ્ઞાન પછી આપણે એના સાક્ષી થઈ જઈએ છીએ કે જે જોનારો છે એના સાક્ષી થઈ જઈએ છીએ. એ રીતે પછી વોટ ઇઝ ઇટ એક્ઝેક્ટલી નાઉ વોટ ઇઝ ટ્રાઇંગ ટુ
ક્વેશ્ચન? માય ક્વેશ્ચન ઇઝ, આફ્ટર જ્ઞાન વી ટેક અવર સીટ એઝ ધ નોઅર સીયર. Therefore, if Vipassana technique is coming up just naturally, is it still the ego that is observing sensation, or is it indeed the knower seer now that is observing sensation?
No, ego is with intellect. You will be the witness of all sensation of physical body.
Okay.
So you remain as it is, but we are separated from that egoism. He can watch sensation of five senses, thoughts of mind. But with intellect, ego will observe everything. And still you are knower of that ego, he is observing with intellect of these five senses. But you are observer, you are knower of this ego and intellect. Mm-hmm.
So Siddhartha finds it a useful technique to be equanimous with file one. What is your opinion on this?
એટલે એ કહે છે કે એટલે કે ના સિદ્ધાર્થને એમ લાગે છે કે આ યુઝફુલ ટેકનિક છે કે છે ને ફાઇલ વન જોડે જે ઇક્વાનિમિટી છે એને શબ્દ વાપરે, ફાઇલ વન જોડે એ યુઝફુલ ટેકનિક છે, ફાઇલ વન જોડે જે સમતા રહે છે.
કેવું છે, ધ્યાનમાં બેસે ને અહીં હોડી સળગતી હોય એટલે આ ધ્યાન આ બાજુ કરે છે.
Okay, so this is a very critical thing. What he says is the fire is on this side, there's a huge fire on this side, but when you meditate, your face is turned towards that way and you are looking at the silence. But you see, the moment you turn your face this way, you're going to really see that your dhyan is...
No. Even when there's a fire going on, there can still be silence. That's the purpose of Vipassana.
Vipassana, but who is the doer? I am Siddhartha, I'm doing Vipassana. I'm doing Vipassana.
It doesn't really feel like that, Deepak.
I don't feel, but really, in reality, why the soul wants to do Vipassana?
Yes, this is a critical question. Why do you want to do Vipassana?
No, why soul wants to do Vipassana? You are doing Vipassana, but soul doesn't be part of it. He's known of everything. Why he want to do anything for? Because this is the path for practicing. Vipassana means we are knower of what is sensation going on in the body. But what about egoism? He doesn't show what egoism. It is coming path, no doubt. But it is shown by Lord Buddha. And Lord Buddha reached to the higher stage of intellect. If he cannot reach to the cannot able to reach to the stage of absolute knowledge. So we can, if we follow path of Buddha Bhagavan, we'll reach to the highest level of intellect, not in the stage of your soul. If you follow path of Mahavir, Lord Mahavir, he has attained ultimate stage of your soul and absolute moksha. So if you follow this path, we will reach this stage. If you follow Lord Buddha, we will reach to the deep stage.
Okay, so one last question. Practically speaking, from a background viewpoint, how are we to be equanimous with Bhagavan?
એટલે એનો એનો જે મૂળ છે, મૂળ પ્રશ્ન એ જ છે કે ફાઇલ વન જોડે સમતા કેવી રીતે રાખવી, કારણ કે એ એનો ધ્યેય છે. વોટ વર યુ ગોના કોલ ફાઇલ વન?
માઇન્ડ બોડી ઈગો.
હા, ઈગો, ઈગો વિથ ઇન્ટેલેક્ટ એન્ડ માઇન્ડ સ્પીચ એન્ડ બોડી ઓલ આર ફાઇલ્સ.
યસ,
એન્ડ નોટ ઓન્લી ઈગો, એન્ગર, પ્રાઇડ, ડિસીટ, ડ્યુઅલિટી, એવરીથિંગ ઇઝ ઇન ફાઇલ વન.
યસ.
સો વાય, હાઉ યુ નો ધીસ ફાઇલ વન? I am doer. They don't know about result of scientific circumstances. Like they are not knowing about Vyavasthita. They are knowing that I am so, and I am watching this. Vipassana is watching sensation of five senses. And one more thing, egoism. But they are watching with chitta. Chit, buddhi and egoism. Egoism is watching with the help of intellect and chit. And what things, observation of what things, physical body. So they are remaining in the stage of ego. They are watching five senses, sensations. While we are, after gravity, they are showing that you are not physical part, you are not subtle part, you are out of this both subtle and physical. They are coming to the stage of your soul. So, really, Vipassana itself says that we are remaining in witness stage. And in Akramigna, we are showing that you are becoming knower and seer of what egoism become witness of physical body. See, there are egoism, there are four levels of egoism. One is physical egoism, one is inner action taking place in mind, speech and body, intellect, egoism, chit, that is in antaskarana. Third egoism level is subtler egoism. And fourth is subtlest level. So out of four, separating all these things, and we are coming to the stage of pure soul by Akramigna. And here, all these three remaining one. And suppose they are separating intellect, still they are, two things are still there, attached with each other. And pure soul is not knowing at all. They know about pure soul, some few properties. I am pure soul, with infinite knowledge, with infinite bliss, everything else. Not more than property of pure soul. And they are, this ego, in the stage of ego, they are watching as a witness, say, intellect or sensation of five senses or physical body. And they are having, in the stage of doership, I am doer of Vipassana. They don't know who is the real doer behind all this happening. So we don't want to compare, but this is the, you are saying and they are saying this is coming path, they don't know about a crown at all. So this is coming path, this is correct for them. This is, we will reach to the stage of pure soul if we practice vipassana. So they have not reached to the stage of pure soul. They may reach. They say we can reach by this process. We are accepting, you can follow that process. And we are not saying that our path is total akram, stepless path. And we are not saying if you can reach to the pure stage. We are giving directly awareness of your soul. So this is total different. We don't want to compare because they are karmic path and this is total akram path. Keep separation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So that is the arrangement.
What
is it? Thank
you. Hello, Mamala Kashi.
એટલે
આઈ થિંક એનો વિટનેસિંગ તરીકે જોતા હોય કે જ્ઞાતા તરીકે જ્ઞાતા આફ્ટર જ્ઞાન જ્ઞાન મળી ગયું છે અને જ્ઞાન મળી ગયું છે હવે એ વિટનેસિંગ તરીકે જુએ છે કે જ્ઞાતા દ્રષ્ટા તરીકે જુએ છે એમાં એ ખબર કેવી રીતે પડે એમ
એ પાંચ આજ્ઞા સાથે હોય તો જ્ઞાતા દ્રષ્ટા તરીકે છે
Because you believe that I
am... No, you are practicing five principles, that's why you are in the stage of knower and seer.
Right.
Otherwise you are become witness and you are doer. I am witnessing all these sensations of five senses and body. But you are practicing five principles, then you can say you came in the stage of your soul.
Yeah.
You are not witness, you are knower and seer.
Yeah.
Last question. Is it in the state where the self and the Bhagavai are, there is a different dimension when we are?
We
step in and out? In the state where the Bhagavai and the self and the pure soul is a different dimension than what we are?
Deepakbhai ji duniyama. દુનિયા કહો કે જે દુનિયામાં કહો કે જે અસ્તિત્વ સ્ટેટ ડાયમેન્શનમાં છે એ અમારે બધા આ બધાથી જુદું છે
Just like, but we are in the same train, in the same body.
And other classes, man?
No, not at all. See, I am also practicing five principles. This is 5-1, I have to serve with equanimity. And these are the so many files, each and every evidence is for me. It's a file, I have to serve with equanimity. Whatever comes, is result of scientific circumstantial evidence. I have to also, but it's separate. Same thing. What I am practicing, I am giving same thing to you. And what Nada says, I am also giving same thing to you. So there is no such new dimension or some new training. Same thing we are giving to you, what we are experiencing. Kone dikri?
Degree means doctor and degree means the level of spiritual education. So Ramila Ben
said...
We are all on the same train and we are all going to attain the destination together.
Taking 5 is a ticket.
You don't keep the ticket of the 5 agnas with you, you will be asked to get off the train.
Worry about this, you will be asked to get off the train.
You can, until the final enlightenment, you will have to be in five varnas.
Yes.
So what do you want to say? Claudette, you want to say something? Claudette? Yes? Okay.
Yeah. Claudette yesterday, when she was asleep, okay, she felt bliss when she was sleeping. So is it the ego who felt asleep? When we sleeping, the ego is it asleep too?
Yeah.
So it means is it her that felt the bliss, or is Claudette felt the bliss?
Ego Claudette felt bliss. Ego Claudette. You are not knowing that he is feeling such bliss. You are still not of what ego gets feeling.
So the bliss is what it actually was. What?
It is absence of all disturbance. when ego gets sleep,
yeah,
no disturbance of duality. Or say, position has everything, total stops. So ego feels happiness.
So ego feels happiness, but it just happened very intense, you know?
It's so soul is full of bliss, so bliss comes out and ego will experience this bliss. Because no disturbance of outer world. When he sees ego with intellect, he sees something, he is disturbing normality. Oh, why this is happening? What is this? So he comes in dualship and he feels some sufferings. But in sleep, everything is stand still. So ego feel happiness from pure soul.
Okay,
thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Jai Sachidananda.
Jai Sachidananda.